ABC Radio Australia.
An Australian mining company is trying to enter the Solomon Islands resource sector by making deals to acquire two local companies that hold valuable prospecting licences. Malachite Resources' entry into Isabel Province comes as the national government looks to increase mining activity to generate revenue needed for Solomon Islands' economic recovery. But the record of Australian miners in this particular part of the country has been poor, with ASX-listed Axiom still locked in a legal battle with the Solomon Islands government and unable to export its stockpile of nickel. So, what does it all mean? Pacific Beat reporter Evan Wasuka is in Honiara and covering developments for us. Evan, give us a snapshot of the mining sector in Solomon Islands. I understand it's certainly tiny compared to the industry in a place like PNG.
Well, last year, mining only accounted for 0.5% of the country's GDP. But that wasn't always the case. If you go back 8 years ago, mining made up a full 5%. That fall came about because Gold Ridge, Solomon Island's biggest gold mine, hasn't operated since 2014. That was when Australian miner Santa Barbara pulled out after the mine was flooded and the international price of gold plummeted. Santa Barbara famously sold the mine to local landowners for just $100. The landowners eventually partnered up with a Chinese consortium, including China Railway, a state-owned company, to revive operations there, but so far there's been no mining activity. The only active mining operation in the Solomons right now is bauxite mining in Rennell and Bellona province. That's being done by Bintan, an Indonesian mining company. Now, this miner got plenty of attention worldwide early last year when a bulk carrier carrying its bauxite ran aground, spilling hundreds of tons of fuel oil into the sea. The other operator that's been active is Australian miner Axiom. It was mining nickel in Isabel province for almost a year to be exported. But by the time it came to ship the nickel, the government wouldn't grant it an export license. Axiom has been fighting its case in court since last year. And now, despite Axiom's legal problems, this hasn't discouraged another Australian company from entering the mining sector. Malachite Resources is listed on the Australian Stock Exchange. It's a relatively small company that's part of a joint venture in the Australian state of Queensland. But low returns and a dispute there have been threatening that particular project. And so it appears Malachite is turning its attention to Solomon Islands.
So what does the entry of a new Australian company mean?
Well, in late August, the company announced its plans to acquire Sunshine Minerals, a private company owned by local landowners and foreign investors. The company, Sunshine, owns a large tenement in Isabel province where it's been prospecting for nickel. And then at the start of this month, Malachite also announced that it's in the process of acquiring an 80% stake in Kolosori Nickel, another company with an adjacent tenement. The remaining 20% of the company is to remain with local landowners. On both these sites in Isabel, there is no mining taking place right now, so Malachite is looking ahead to the potential. All up, Malachite plans to spend around $4 million Australian dollars to acquire these Solomon Island companies. But according to the deals it's secured, all that depends on the Solomon Islands government granting them mining leases.
Evan, we'll come back to the mining lease later, but what's the grand plan here for Malachite? What does this ASX-listed company want with these two companies?
Well, I've asked the CEO of Malachite Resources, Jeff Hiller, for an interview, but he wasn't keen to talk just yet, saying they're still finalizing the deals. But if you look at Malachite's announcement to shareholders, these two tenements are part of what's known as the Kolosori Nickel Project. Basically, the plan is to operate a nickel mine in Isabel, where the ore is dug up and shipped directly to buyers overseas for use in products such as mobile phones or batteries. With this model, there's no processing needed, so no need for an expensive processing plant. It makes the most of the location of the project by the coast, and Malachite Resources say it can be up and running within 2 years' time.
So coming back to the mining lease from government, the whole project and the payment to landowner companies depends on a mining lease, doesn't it? How hard is it to get a mining lease?
Well, the whole deal is pretty much riding on whether things can go from prospecting to mining, and that will depend on government approval. Well, history tells us it's a bit of a lengthy process. The investor will have to show that they have financial means to carry out their plans, and it has to do an environmental and social impact study to show the potential risks of this operation and how the company would mitigate it. Community consultation has to also happen, so it typically takes years to go from prospecting to mining. Now, having said that, some say right now is possibly the best time ever to go for a mining license. And that's because the Solomon Islands government is super keen to get mining activity happening to help generate revenue and help it deal with the economic downturn that everyone's facing from the COVID-19 global pandemic. To do this, a mining oversight committee has been created to help companies fast-track their application to the Mines and Minerals Board. Now, that's the body that gives approval for mining licenses. In fact, three companies that have been prospecting have been selected to go through the process. If successful, we'd see a setup of a bauxite mine in Rennell and Ballina Province and nickel mines in Isabel and Choiseul Province. David Bossetto is an environmentalist and a landowner in Choiseul, and he's raised his concerns about this push towards mining.
The answer now is to fast-track the process, and that is the concern, you know. When you do that, you don't do due diligence. You want to do shortcuts. It would be more proper if the Ministry of Mines or the Permanent Secretary ensure that diligence, care, and the process involved considered and taken into account so that they don't compromise the legislations that they are holding within their ministry.
That's David Bossetto, an environmentalist and Choiseul landowner. The Ministry of Mines has been adamant that although things will be fast-tracked, requirements such as environmental and social impact studies will still need to happen. Now, one of those requirements is for public consultations to be held, and those are scheduled to start later this week in Honiara for the three companies identified by government.
Thank you. Evan Wasuka in Honiara.